Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey, friendo, Steve here.
And Larson.
And on today's Going In Raw News Brief, we've got details on Retribution's rejected names, and Dolph talks WWE with Andrew Yang. But first, COVID has hit AEW. Larson, what's in the news?
So shortly before last night's Dynamite, there was an announcement from AEW about abrupt change in the main event. The scheduled six-man tag match between Mox, Will Hobbs, and Darby Allin versus Lance Archer, Brian Cage, and Ricky Starks was changed to an AEW title bout between Moxley and Eddie Kingston. And then Lance Archer took to Twitter to say that he had tested positive for COVID. Ooh. Now, Fightful's Sean Ross Sapp and John Alba are reporting that, quote, multiple wrestlers and talent present at All Elite Wrestling September 9th tapings tested positive for COVID-19 the 2 weeks since. We were not told if those tests were separately conducted or if they were conducted and diagnosed at either set of tapings. The report continues. Some of the talent involved have been brought in for the last set of AEW dark tapings. Many of those talent are not contracted and could take independent wrestling dates, but are tested before entering Daly's place for All Elite Wrestling work. So then Ben Carter, who drew raves for his performances on AEW Dark and Late Night Dynamite this past week, took to Twitter that to announce that he had tested positive. This is what he had to say. I have tested positive for COVID-19. Man, you literally can't write it after Tuesday. I was on an all-time high, and to be honest, I kind of still am. The outpouring of support recently has been utterly mind-blowing. I can't thank everyone enough. Having said that, I had some really cool things lined up in the coming weeks that I now have to back out of, all of which really stings. But hey, I feel fine. I guess I don't really taste my food as much as I normally do, but I feel fine for now anyways. Cheers again for all the love that's been shown. I'm truly living my American dream.
That's the most horrifying thing to me, is the idea that you don't taste your food anymore. That'd be terrible. Anyways, Wrestling Inc. is reporting that AEW changed their COVID testing protocols at Wednesday's tapings. Wrestling Inc. has learned that AEW had talents get tested from their home in addition to getting tested on site at Wednesday's tapings. Lance Archer apparently tested positive during that second round of testing. Also, the AEW medical staff consulted with the NFL COVID response team to come up with updates to their COVID testing process. So, a bit of the chatter I've seen online on Twitter is that, you know, independent wrestling promotions are starting to reopen, and, you know, AEW, they're, one of their things is their guys and girls can go out and do independent bookings. I don't know. I mean, besides, on top of that, they're in Florida, which is one of the most lax and hardest hit states in the country. You know, they're bringing fans in. I mean, there are any number of ways. I mean, in seemingly Lance Archer's case, it had nothing to do with any of that. It was just in his personal life. Mm-hmm. This happened. I mean, it's funny because all these people, you know, that there are a bunch of positive tests and whatnot. And the one guy who went to, like, probably the biggest super spreader event on the planet the Sturgis motorcycle rally. Chris Jericho, he seems clean. But so yeah, dude,
you could take all the precautions you can, but that by itself is not going to prevent the spread. In AEW's case, I mean, they're doing the testing, they're doing everything they thought they had to do, and then this happens. And if Wrestling Inc.'s report is to be believed, they're reevaluating their own processes to see, I would assume, to see if they could improve upon them.
Yeah.
But you know, when you got wrestlers from around the country who are traveling either to Dynamite or to other shows, you know, going to these independent dates, interacting with other wrestlers, maybe fans too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, it's going to be introduced somehow, probably, you know, and all you can do is try to catch it before it gets, you know, spreads any further.
Yeah. It's bad. I mean, it's not just bad here. Europe, their numbers are going up too. It's a bad situation, man.
It is. It's really bad. It's really bad. It's bad.
Yeah.
It's bad.
But I mean, the thing is, they don't have a bubble like the NBA has, and they couldn't be expected. I mean, at least with the NBA, like, the bubble is a finite period of time.
Yeah.
You know, with this, it's they're on in perpetuity. They have a 3-year contract with TNT.
Yeah. And so, they can't really ask all their contracted talent to move to Jacksonville for 3 years.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, that's dude, hopefully nobody dies from it within their sphere, you know, mm-hmm. like mm-hmm. 200,000 is already dead. It's projected here in the States to be 240 by October, I think. Ugh. It's you know, it's bad, dude.
It's really bad. It's really bad.
Also really bad. The names were given to Retribution. The names that were given to Retribution. Well, I'll be honest with you. So the story is, we have learned of another Retribution name that apparently has been rejected. I think this is actually the best name of the bunch. Maybe second to Mace. None of them. Mace is actually not a terrible name. This name is not that terrible. But WrestleVotes is reporting this. Heard at one point the females in Retribution, I believe it's the women in Retribution, needed names on Monday for TV. Thankfully, that got scrapped. One of the names was going to be Shatter, as in glass shattering. It's not a terrible name, Larson. It's not a terrible name. Mia Yim and Mercedes Martinez are much better names.
Yeah.
Shatter's not a terrible name.
I mean, Shatter. they're all cheesy. They're all cheesy names. They're all very they're all very 90s, late 80s WWE names. That's what they all are. You
their
know?
Names their names out of Rob Liefeld's Youngblood.
Yeah, you know, they're all very 90s sounding names. That's part of the thing is you get they're doing this Bane gimmick that's almost 10 years old. They all got names, as you said, that would fit right into 90s comic books. It just feels dated. The whole thing just feels dated.
Yeah, the names are pretty cheesy. The names
I mean,
yeah.
As names go, in relation to especially Slapjack and T-Bar, is Shatter that bad? Relatively, no.
There were cool ways you could have done this idea. It kills me. It breaks my soul knowing that they've got good stuff on their hands with the talent WWE has. They have the opportunity. Like, even look at the cool vignette on NXT. Like, even their own developmental. They do cool stuff. Look at Ciampa's mask. Look at his general packaging.
Looks great.
He's amazing.
It's great. Look at Karrion Kross's entrance. Amazing.
Oh, it's great.
Everything about his presentation is amazing.
It's great.
That's all
his
lacking
name,
from this
Karrion. Karrion, oh, yeah. What a great name.
Mm. Like, you're in for it. Karrion Kross comes your way, you're in trouble.
That's a bad man.
Yeah,
Ridge
exactly.
Holland, as a child, killed 4 people, according to him.
Wow. wow. So, you know, of course, all the members of Retribution, they got WWE contracts. They are now independent contractors for the company.
Yes.
Of course, Fowler reports that Vince was cracking down on his talent, all independent contractors, making $1 and a cent on third-party platforms. former presidential candidate Andrew Yang has been shooting hard on McMahon and the WWE. So Yang had current WWE superstar and independent contractor Dolph Ziggler on the most recent episode of Yang Speaks. And Dolph spoke about being an independent contractor for the company. Transcripts of this are from Fightful. He's got some interesting things to say. Quote, "It's a gray area. For 10 years, I've gone back and forth like, how does this make sense? But I see some points. As much as I'd like to stick it to the man, there are some points that they make. I am representing that company when I do a comedy show or go on Fox News. Long term, when it comes to me getting, say, a deal with Muscle Milk, I did that theoretically is because of WWE and someone knows me possibly. If they want to do a deal, hey, we'll give you a couple hundred bucks and all the Muscle Milk you can drink. Well, WWE behind the scenes could be working on a $5 million deal with Muscle Milk, and I just ruined it. So there's a little bit of both sides we have to understand. You're still working hard for a brand for the most part. As long as it's not bad-mouthing the company and a couple other things, you get more leeway, and the paperwork is there to protect them, whether you think it's fair or not. You ask, and sometimes you get told, it wouldn't be great for the company, but make your own decision. It took me 12 years of doing things and being sent to other countries on a PR tour to get them to trust me to do something else. I get both sides, but also when it comes to independent contractors, we should be able to do whatever we want and wear what we want as long as we're there on Monday to do the match. I get that." So his point about brand deals, that I understand.
Yeah, sure. Yeah,
that makes total sense. Where WWE, they're potentially negotiating all these sponsorship deals with various companies to bring cash into the company. Mm-hmm. And then if somebody, you know, went off and said, hey,
Cricket Wireless.
Yeah. Or if they were approached by Cricket Wireless outside the company, made a deal one-on-one with them, and that could hamper whatever negotiations WWE is doing, you know, as a corporation with that company. That I understand.
It's like T-Bar just agreed to, you know, a free Cricket Wireless phone for, you know, his ad space. Why aren't you guys doing... Yeah, exactly.
So that I get. And yeah, whenever any WWE superstar is on television, they are representing the company.
Mm-hmm.
So his points Dolph makes here, I get that. He doesn't necessarily address, at least in what Fightful had in their write-up or this quote here, address the specifics as far as wrestlers taking the brands that they've crafted in WWE, taking that to other platforms and monetizing that. And like I said, in this, at least in this quote, he doesn't directly address that. But I think that's the real core thing, because then you get to that area of character versus the performer. You know, what a part of the character is owned by WWE, but so much of these characters are imbued with personality, the performers, that the characters might that be that far removed from the characters. So that is a bit of a nebulous gray area right there. And I'm guessing it seems like WWE is trying to say, no, that is all ours and you can't do it. At least not unless you do it through us.
Yeah. I mean, it is a gray area. I mean, I understand what he's saying. Even to the extent that, you know, I mean, you and I, obviously, as anybody who pays attention to our show, we have plenty of brand deals that come through our show.
Mm-hmm.
And with WWE, if you have, you know, and these clients, obviously, they're paying good money.
Oh, yes.
They want to make sure that this stuff is like, you know, all the T's are crossed and the I's are dotted. And they have Definitely. Some amount of exclusivity. So, you know, if I decided to go out and get a brand deal with, a thing like Hims that isn't Hims, you know, that'd probably screw us both up. They'd probably come at our management people and be like, hey, what's this guy doing whatever. Mm-hmm. I get that. I totally get that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I think like one of the things obviously is there just needs to be some amount of communication involved.
Yes. Yes.
Which there doesn't seem to be. And then as it pertains to, you know, the cameo stuff, like apparently the Twitch stuff is fine as long as they don't use their ring names.
Yeah.
Apparently that's the case. The cameo stuff, I don't know. That's sort of a gray area. Like, when I think about it, it's kind of a gray area as well, I guess. I mean, it should be, at that point, with the cameo thing, it should kind of be an opt-in thing, you know, I would think, anyways. It's like, hey, do you want us to handle this for you? These are the benefits. This is how much you'll get paid, versus if you go out and do it on your own, you'll be sort of outside the structure.
I wonder what's the delineation. So on Twitch, as long as you use your real name and not your WWE name, seemingly you're in the clear. That's kind of the last we heard of it. But on Cameo, that doesn't necessarily seem to be the case. Again, last we heard. There could have been developments since then that have not been reported upon. Like, what is exactly the delineation? Because you're on Twitch, you're using your real name, but to an extent, you're still exploiting your success in WWE to build your own brand up on Twitch on a different platform. Same applies to Cameo, you would think. I just wonder if the reason they're kind of cracking down more so on Cameo as opposed to Twitch is because they're getting into the business and doing their own virtual meet and greets. They're afraid the Cameo stuff is going to interfere with their money-making potential with the virtual meet and greets. And since WWE wants to make that money, they're telling talents, no Cameo, you got to do these instead.
I would think that's probably the case, but I don't know. And what's interesting is that we haven't even heard, you know, oftentimes some of the, I'm thinking of Sean Ross Sapp specifically, like he'll get feedback from wrestlers anonymously to talk about this kind of stuff. And curiously, it's been kind of silent on that front as it pertains to the Cameo stuff. So I don't know. I don't know if WWE is arranging their own deal with Cameo. I don't know if they've reached out and said, hey, this might be more lucrative if we do it so you can wear your outfits and you can say your names. I get why they wouldn't want people saying their ring names on Cameo because, it is exploiting their property that they own. So I don't know. There's not enough information. I get what Dolph is saying here, and I don't disagree with any of it.
As it relates to brand deals specifically, that's understandable.
I'm kind of curious how, because Dolph has had no problems tossing his own political opinions out into the sphere. And I'm kind of curious about what they might have talked about when it comes to unions. I might have to listen to this episode of Yang Speaks to find out.
Yeah, for sure.
Because that seems like it seems like an interesting conversation. You know, Yang being on the side of the aisle that he's on. Dolph has done, you know, work for Fox News before. Mm-hmm. So I'm kind of curious how the meeting of those two particular lines went down.
Before we started rolling, I wanted to try to get in some of the show, and they were talking about Dolph doing stand-up comedy. Mm-hmm. I got that far.
Oh, okay. Okay.
It's an hour. It's like an hour and 15 minutes. discussion or the show's that long.
Okay. So this isn't in your notes, but I wanted to talk about this really quick while we're on the subject of politicians. WWE's one of the most famed politicians
the Kane stuff.
Glenn Jacobs.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. Okay. He needs to dial it down a little bit. Okay. So apparently what happened was
a lot.
The Knox County Health Board. Apparently, Mayor Glenn Jacobs, a.k.a. Kane, took part in a very sinister attack ad, apparently, that called out the members of the health board for basically infringing, called them sinister forces in this video, and infringed on their on residents' freedoms. Even though, now, according to this here, the Tennessee Hauler, is this a, I don't know what this is. It's a Tennessee newspaper of some sort, or news outlet of some sort, tweeted this out, that there is a Knox County Board of Health Zoom call. So it's like 11 people. Mm-hmm. All on the Zoom call. And Glenn Jacobs is one of them. And one of the board members was like, hey, what's the deal with this? And they ran the video while Kane is sitting there. And then he had to apologize. If people are like, we feel threatened by this. This is what it's totally like attack ad stuff. Conspiring to rob us of our birthright, our freedom. It can happen here. It will happen here. And there's like shots of like rioting and stuff.
Oh my
if
gosh.
We don't act and act now, the thing that makes America great, our freedom is only a generation from extinction. It can happen here. It will happen here. And it's Glenn Jacobs narrating this thing. And then look, it says here, long, awkward pause when it ends. Somebody says, I believe it's inappropriate, dangerous. My grown children begged me to start using an alarm system. It disturbed me, disheartened me. It hurt. As a military officer who has sworn to defend this country, I felt threatened. And then somebody else said, I feel the same way. And Glenn Jacobs just had to sit there and take it. It says here, according to the whatever this is, the Tennessee Holler, maybe there's a poll of some sort out there that suggests 75% of Tennessee supports mask mandates. That's what the whole thing is about. Mm-hmm. He's been railing against mask mandates from like day one.
Yeah.
So anyways, it's hilarious. What an idiot. Sorry, Kane. You're kind of an idiot for this one.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, that's it for News Brief for now. Thanks so much for tuning in. I appreciate it. Till next time, we'll talk to you later.
Goodbye.
Sinister Forces. Shot of Larson. Be a part of the best pro wrestling podcast today at patreon.com/Steven Larson. Enjoy tons of bonus videos, including patron-only live shows, gameplay, and vintage 10 for the wins, access to podcast question threads, the Friendo care package, and so much more. Support Going In Raw today at patreon.com/Steven Larson.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey, I'm Rory.
And I'm Maul.
And we're the hosts of the new Rory and Maul podcast.
That's right.
I know you're probably listening to a podcast that you actually like right now, and we just interrupted it with an ad.
That's all right. We're here.
And I appreciate if you didn't hit the 15-second skip button.
Listen to our show where we cover topics like music, movies,
yes,
TV shows, which we love to binge watch.
Of course. Just lifestyle stuff.
And give off crazy stories about our day-to-day lives.
Yeah.
Check us out on the new Rory Maul podcast. Listen to wherever you get your podcast and let us know how you're feeling about our show.
And once you're done listening to this podcast that you actually like, maybe you could check us out.